We'll begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today with a Bible question, and this will be kind of by way of review. You remember that time when Moses, it was in Kadesh Barnea, he sent 12 spies into the land to spy out the land. 10 spies returned with an evil report, saying, "There's giants in the land, and we are as grasshoppers in their sight." And the people feared. But 2 men said, "The Lord is with us, and we can go up and take the land." So this is the Bible question. What was the names of those 2 spies that believed they could conquer the land with the Lord's help? What was the names of those 2 spies? And we'll get to that answer in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, do you know the answer? I bet you do. The names of the 2 spies that came back with the same report as the 10 as far as the blessings of the land, but the 10 said, "We're grasshoppers in their sight," and the 2 said, "Let us go up and take the land." Well, the names of those 2 spies are Joshua and Caleb. And we've been studying about Joshua, how that after Moses died, Joshua was given the responsibility of leading the children of Israel into the promised land and taking it, and later he would divide the land among the people. But what about Caleb? Well, that's the subject of the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of November the 14th, 1926. The name of the lesson is Caleb's Faithfulness Rewarded. And the text is Joshua chapter 14, verses 6 through 15. Let me read that to you. "Then the children of Judah drew nigh unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kizenite, said unto him, 'Thou knowest the things that Jehovah spake unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and concerning thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of Jehovah, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Jehovah my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy foot hath trodden shall be an inheritance to thee and to thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed Jehovah thy God. And now, behold, Jehovah hath kept me alive, as he spake, these 45 years. From the time that Jehovah spake this word unto Moses while Israel walked in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, and to go out, and to come in. Now therefore, give me this hill country, whereof Jehovah spake in that day. For thou heardest that in that day how the Anakim were there, the cities great and fortified. It may be that Jehovah will be with me, and I shall drive them out as Jehovah spake." And Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kizenite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed Jehovah, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron before that time was Kiriath Arba, which Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. The golden text is Joshua 14 and verse 8. I wholly followed Jehovah my God. The devotional reading is Psalm 107, verses 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever. Let the redeemed of Jehovah say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city of habitation. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. He led them also by a straight way, that thou mightest go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul, and the hungry soul he filled with good. The geographical note for this lesson reads, locate on the map Ai, Mount Ebal, Mount Gerizim, the possessions of the different tribes, and other places mentioned in the lesson. You know, in the maps in the back of your Bible, you might find that there are several maps of Israel. You might find one map that has a map of Israel showing the time of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And then another map showing the map of the time of conquest during Joshua and the division given out to the 12 tribes. A lot of time those are delineated by different colors on that map, the areas of different colors. And then you'll find another map later, perhaps, of the time of Israel and what it looked like in the time of Jesus, where you have Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. It's good to study those maps. And on the map today, it would be that map of the 12 tribes on that map. You might get out and look around, and it'll do you some good and educate you concerning Bible geography to find Ai, Mount Ebal, Mount Gerizim, and then the possession of the various tribes, and study that. And having that map as a picture in your mind, keep it there as you read these accounts in the Bible. 6 or 7 years intervened between the last lesson and this one, and that was when they took the walls of Jericho. After the destruction of Jericho, the Israelites were defeated before Ai with a loss of 36 men, and this was because of the sin of Achan. In some places now, the church does not prosper because of the Achans within. When Joshua built an altar of unhewn stone in Mount Ebal, he offered burnt sacrifice and peace offerings unto Jehovah, and wrote on plastered stones in the presence of the children of Israel a copy of the law of Moses. We read about that in Deuteronomy 27, verses 1 through 8. And I think it would be good for us to pause and to read that. So, Deuteronomy chapter 7, 1 through 8. And Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over the Jordan to the land which Jehovah God giveth thee, that thou shalt set up great stones and plaster them with plaster. And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law wherein thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in into the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Jehovah the God of thy fathers hath promised thee. And it shall be, when you're passed over Jordan, that you shall set up these stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt And there shalt thou build an altar unto Jehovah thy God for an altar of stones. Thou shalt lift up no iron tool upon them. Thou shalt bind the altar of Jehovah thy God of unhewn stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto Jehovah thy God. And thou shalt sacrifice peace offerings, and shalt eat there. And thou shalt rejoice before Jehovah thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. So that's where it's important to go find and see on the map where Mount Ebal was. As God had commanded, half of the tribes took their stand in front of Mount Gerizim to bless the people, and the other half before Mount Ebal to curse them. Then the entire law was read, and the blessings were pronounced upon those who would keep it, and the curses upon those who would break it. This was a solemn occasion. And seriously was the word of God impressed upon the people. Joshua chapter 9 records how the Gibeonites deceived Joshua into making a covenant with them, and how they became hewers of wood and drawers of water forever. Joshua chapter 10 records the battle during which the sun stood still upon Gibeon. Next, Joshua made the conquest of northern Canaan. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings, the kings of both the south and the north of Palestine. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that Jehovah spake unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 12 recounts the 31 kings destroyed by Joshua. Joshua was now old and well stricken in years, and the entire land had not yet been conquered. But God directed Joshua to divide the land for an inheritance among the 9 1/2 tribes. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh were now sent back to their inheritance on the east side of Jordan. The Levites received no inheritance, save the cities to dwell in within the suburbs thereof for their cattle and for their substance. Yet there were 12 tribes besides, but the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. And as Jehovah commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did. And they divided the land, Joshua 14:5. And God commanded Moses how to divide that land, Numbers 26:52-56. The borders of the land are given in Numbers 34. And the names of those who were divided are given also in Numbers chapter 34. The children of Joseph were discontented with their lot and made some complaint. But their complaints were met and satisfied in Joshua chapter 17. Now let's go to these explanatory notes. We read in Joshua chapter, let's see, this is Joshua chapter 14 and verse 6, that the children of Israel drew nigh unto Joshua in Gilgal, because they had not received their inheritance. Caleb was of that tribe. He is first mentioned when he was sent as one of the 12 spies to view the land. He is, as we have seen, styled the son of Jephunneh, the Kizenite, and his younger brother Othniel, afterwards the first judge, is also called the son of Kenaz. On the other hand, the genealogy of 1 Chronicles 2 makes no mention whatever of Jephunneh or Kenaz, but represents Caleb, though obscurely, as being a descendant of Hezron, the son of Hur. Again, we have a similar expression unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He gave the children a portion among the children of Judah. And so it becomes quite possible that Caleb was a foreigner by birth and a proselyte incorporated into the tribe of Judah.